Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Okay, you're on. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put you on mute. You put yourself on mute, please.
Okay,
thanks. Oh, my goodness. We're on the air. Okay. Hi, everybody. This is kind of an impromptu call. So, I hope everyone is still here. Please do not try to call me. This is a blog talk show, but this is not our regular Saturday, obviously, since it is Thursday. Anyways, this is Jane Quasar, and I have Zareya with me. Today is only a short call just to kind of give everybody just a way to be able to, you know, everyone to kind of be in touch with each other, that we are now just being the observers of and sending lots of love and energy to the world, to our politicians, to Trump, to Biden, and everyone, you know, even those that are very asleep, like some people, like Biden and all those people that have been on the wrong path. And we send them our love that they will change. And also to Trump, that he continues to be resilient and move forward, which he is, and that we do likewise during these times and not get caught in all of the panic and uncertainty of what you see. This is a day in which we need to kind of stand back and send our love to every single being, every single brother and sister that we have on this planet. Everyone needs love and support, and they definitely need our light. They need our love. So many are so asleep. So family and friends that are already, you know, celebrating for something that they're not even aware of, that is so treacherous and so villainous and so corrupt and so evil. And this will be it'll be a huge wake-up call, everyone, for the majority, except for those that know. And this is who you are. I'm sorry, this is who we are together as one. So stand strong. Stay grounded. Be the love and light that you are, especially now. Especially now, it's very, very important. It's very much needed that we stay balanced. Stay balanced and not get caught in any way with what we are seeing presently. Because as we know, there's so much that is happening behind the scenes. So much. The RV is happening behind the scenes, and we know that. For all of us that are in this, on this journey, it's multifaceted. In order to bring people's consciousness to a higher level of frequency, helping people to raise their vibrations higher, to be able to know that when things are not, you know, in the right place, that we can go out into nature and feel that oneness and connection with Terra Christa, Mother Nature, all the creatures, all the birds, all the creatures that are out there. They are living as if everything is in perfect order. That is what we need to do. That is how we raise vibrational frequencies of those we love and those who are so asleep. I'm going to go ahead, and I forgot the date already. So today is January the 21st, 2021. Now, I also know that there are many of you, because it was so kind of a unexpected that we would be making this call today. Some of you who were not able to get, you know, to call on the line, you know, so hopefully many of you are just, you know, I'm talking live. So many of you are, you know, have gone just to the blog talk, which is right on the website. So it's on the internet. But I think what I'd like to do now is I'm going to go ahead and bring Zareya, so Zareya can also begin to uplift. But before that, I'll just say, let's just bring Zareya to come in and just say hi. Okay. So Zareya?
Yeah.
Well, good day to you too.
Well, good day to you as well.
Yes. Apparently there's been some people that were a little bit confused with the Blog Talk show and numbers, etc. But anyways, the people that are here and many people are online listening to our call, and that's just splendid that you're able to get on. So that's really good. Today it's really all about just reconnecting again and saying everything is just perfect. Everything is just fine. And so I thought maybe you might say a few words in regards to this, since it is a short call, Zareya. And maybe you might also pick up a book, one of Diane Robbins' wonderful books that you could take an excerpt from and share with everyone. So I'm going to go ahead and let you take the lead here. Thank you.
Okay, I got one of Diane's books here. So I'm going to grab something from the library here.
Okay. And of course we know that Zora's gonna be here momentarily as well, so he can give us all of our updates in regards to what is happening and his words of wisdom and upliftment. Okay. All right, Zareya.
Okay. We've had people, you know, new people calling us and asking us about the earth and the real makeup of the earth, because everyone's been taught in school that the earth is a solid sphere, it has a molten core, and that it is that the center of gravity is in the core of the earth and all that garbage. And it couldn't be further from the truth. And so the question was asked, are all planets hollow? And it's got to be answered by Ashtar, the Galactic Command. Know that there is life in all planets in our solar system. These are brothers and sisters living in a higher dimension than you, and whose electrons are vibrating at a greater velocity. The electrons will soon pick up speed and will be spinning at a rate that will propel you into the fifth dimension of light, where we all await you. For your information, you are living on a hollow earth. Your brothers and sisters who reside on other planets, in our solar system, are also living in the hollow of their planets. All planets in our solar system are hollow, with life in them. Your sun Helios has a hollow core, as all suns do. The light remaining in your sun is cold, not hot, as you have been taught to believe. It only reaches a higher temperature when it comes in contact with your atmosphere. All celestial bodies are hollow, as this is the way they are formed. It is time these truths were brought to Earth. We of the Galactic Command travel to all planets in your solar system and are capable to see them firsthand. Soon you will have the capacity to travel to other planets and witness their true nature and structure as well. As you know, that all you all have been led to believe will be open to dispute as you rise in consciousness. Pardon me. What do the oceans and mountains look like inside the globe? The Earth's interior is a mirror image of the surface foundation. Everything is in reverse order in the inside the Earth. The mountain ranges are in direct proportion and emissions to the Earth's cavities and tower above the landscapes. The oceans are larger than life and flow calmly and swiftly around inside the globe. The air is crisp and clean, and the sand is pure white. The central sun is dimmer than the sun on the outside and reflects the light from the heavens. The cities are nestled in lush woodlands, overflowing with flowers and huge trees. There is green growth surrounding all man-made structures. Everything is in perpetual blossom and bloom. It is a land of wonder and beauty. All is in perfect proportion to the size of the circumstances of the interior. Everything is larger than life. Even the great beings who inhabit the interior are larger than the mortals on the outside. All is beauty and all is heavenly state of bliss and perfect harmony. Just picture the interior foundation reflecting the exterior foundation, with mountain ranges higher and the oceans, currents are swifter, and the green land growth lush beyond compare. You do not need to picture a change in the contour of the land. It is still in its pristine beauty and replicates how life on the surface once was. The exact location of the mountain ranges and oceans is not necessary to know at this time. What is necessary to know is the inner earth exists, coexists with the surface, under peace and peaceful and contrary conditions. Now, the tunnels and spaceport in the hollow earth know that the cataclysmic weather conditions are in store for your surface population. Many negative thought forms are being released from your bodies and from the earth, and these are causing drastic atmospheric unbalances, resulting in tornadoes, earthquakes, and other variable conditions. Up north, where it's colder and the days are shorter, people will begin to see a change in their weather and seasonal patterns. The days will grow longer, the seasons will begin to merge into one another, just as they do in Hollow Earth. In Hollow Earth, there is a constant temperature ranging in the 70s. This constant temperature allows people to live in a relative ease and comfort with no obstacles to impede their activities. The Hollow Earth is a paradise with tall, graceful mountains jutting into the sky, and large, clear, clean lakes and oceans that are crystal clear. all the way to the bottom. The diet on Hollow Earth is strictly vegetarian or vegan, depending on what the people want. They are healthy, robust, and strong. They too have isolated themselves from the surface population, although they come and leave the Earth freely using their spacecraft that are all kept there in the spaceport inside of the Earth. So although they live, they are inside of the Earth, they have the freedom and health and abundance and peace, all the necessary components of life that you on the surface have been crying out for. There is free travel between the subterranean cities. There is no need for passports or papers of any kind, because there are no borders of any of the cities, or any of the lands. Okay. Now, using Hollow Earth through the tunnels, using our electromagnetic trains that can take us from point A to point B, Earth to another in the fraction of a time that it takes on the surface. Our transportation is quick and efficient and burns no fuels. Therefore, there's no pollution underground. We long for the day that you on the surface can travel freely to the Hollow Earth, where you'll be greeted with great joy and love. It is this return to the land of Eden that you are all crying out for. We too await this day, as all of us in the subterranean cities will join with you in the celebration, merging all our civilizations into one civilization, one brother and sisterhood. Now, the Earth, the crust of the Earth is around 800 miles thick. The openings at the North and South Pole are around 1,400 miles across. The center of gravity is located 400 miles into the Earth's crust. It's not in the center of the planet. So that's what I needed to, get across to you people. You're living on a hollow sphere. You're living on a, your population was never meant to live on the outside. However, because of the experiment, people were allowed to be, exist on the surface. It was an experiment to see if people could live. And live abundantly on the surface of the planet. And Earth is the only planet that has that situation. All the other planets, all life in them, are in them, not on the surface. All their surfaces are pristine jungles and oceans and things of that nature. And there is no pollution. You won't see any chemtrails or any of that in our skies at all. And you won't see chemtrails on any of the other worlds either, because they don't have those. They don't have that problem where you people do here. When me and my sister were brought to the surface, we eagerly came because we knew the importance of our mission. The importance of the mission was to let you people of the surface know that they're not alone, that they have brothers and sisters living within their planet, and that another thing is, don't be in fear of a nuclear war. Even though Biden's in the White House and he's pushing towards war on the surface, he's not going to be allowed to use a nuclear arsenal, because all nuclear arsenals had been rendered inert by the Galactic Federation. If any missiles were to fire, they would simply fall to the Earth harmlessly. They wouldn't cause any damage, the nuclear result, because they're not allowed to. So rest assured, people, you're never ever going to have a nuclear World War III. You'll have a World War III, but it will only be with conventional weapons, not any nuclear exchanges. That will not, cannot, and will not be allowed. So you're safe on that area. Okay, that's enough.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Zarah. All right, so why don't we do this as well before we bring Zora in? And that is to go with N always. And during these times especially, you know, it is recommended for many beings that meditation, a time to be in silence, a time to go within, is a wonderful thing for everyone to do. And why is that? Because it brings us into a higher level of awareness, of consciousness, of love, and the light that we are. And so with that, let's go ahead, everyone, just kind of, you know, let's go ahead and begin our short meditation, and let's begin now. Let's breathe in, deep breath in, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, and just release, relax, let go of all lower density vibrational frequencies. Let go of all the worries and the panic and the depression and all of anything associated with 3D, lower density thoughts and feelings and words. Breathe in again. Breathe in beautiful golden, white, and pink light of love, of protection, of healing. To see sparkles of beautiful, brilliant white, gold, and pink all inside, coming in from Source, coming in from Hollow Earth. Just all around you, bringing it in through your crown. Just bring that through, feeling lighter, feeling more love. More love, especially for you inside, because it always starts with us as we are one. Just feel all of the healing that is going on, feeling all of the love going down your shoulders, going down. I have to put Zarah on mute.
I'll do it myself.
Thank you. Another deep breath in and hold, feeling calmer and lighter, more serene, more and more becoming your fifth dimensional, our fifth dimensional selves of love and peace and joy and harmony and lots of balance and grounding. One last time in, breathing in and hold, letting go and releasing, releasing, releasing. Bringing in love, letting go of density, lower density. Okay, excellent. All right, let's go. Thank you, Saint Germain, for this beautiful invocation. We are our I Am presence. We breathe love and light into our heart-mind centers are the great temples and beacons of love and light. We call forth the full power of the violet flame of love and forgiveness to transmute, feel the transmutation in as we recite this together. So we're calling forth the full power of the great violet flame of love and forgiveness to transmute, transform all of the causes that are now in front of us, the core, the effects, the habits, the records, all of these memories of the past and from wherever they come from, of every single thought and feeling and word or action we have ever expressed in time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that reflects again anything that is still left of things such as poverty consciousness and victimhood. Let's get out of victimhood. Let's get out of separation, powerlessness and low vitality, suffering, ill health, disease, misuse of male and female energy, misuse of power, self-hatred and shame, belief in not being good enough, belief in being bad. Let go of all of that. That's all past. Let go of the great fear that so many people have, and depression and rage, more blame or hatred and all kinds of negative judgment and prejudice of any kind, and any kind of limitation that hasn't been brought out yet. So breathe that in, all of these things that we no longer need nor want in our space, within or externally. And so with great love and forgiveness as our collective intention, we blaze the great violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy that has our signature on it in any place, any time, that reflects anything less than who we are, the infinite perfection of our God, Goddess selves. Breathe that in. We are full fifth and higher gods and goddesses, higher dimensional multiverse beings of love and light. And we trust our God, Goddess selves, to transmute every speck of our beings into the purest, highest love and light and abundance that we are. We are that. We are. We ask our I Am presence to fill the space with the golden white light of sources, prime creators, mother, father, gods, infinite love and light and love, health and abundance as well. And so in the name of our gods and goddesses selves, we accept these as fully accomplished, and we know it. Breathe in the knowingness of who we are and our purpose to blaze the love, the light from within and upwards to every brother and sister, every creature, to everything that lives here and beyond. And so it is. And now welcome, welcome, beloved gods and goddesses. So So with that, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and bring Zora through. All right, Soraya, we are ready for your dad. Our
Indeed.
Father. Hello, beloved Zora. And we thank you ever so much for being here in this particular time
Indeed.
Of existence. So I shall give you the floor. It is all yours.
Indeed. Beloved gods, beloved fifth dimensional, beloved galactic beings that you are, understand this. Many of you were watching TV and your other outlets of communications, and you watched Trump give a very short synopsis before boarding Air Force One and going to Florida. Now, you think that, many of you think that, well, that's the end of it. No, it's not. It is way far from that. That is just the beginning. Understand, Trump is not done. And he has more authority than Biden, even though Biden has been sworn in, falsely sworn in, to be the president of the United States. Understand, you need to understand exactly what that means. Understand, you have in your country a location known as Washington, D.C., in the District of Columbia. Now understand, that is what he is the president of. Your republic, the new republic that is coming forth, is the one that is the government of the people, and that entails all of the United States. The authority that Biden has is strictly of the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., and the surrounding area. That is what he is a president of. And he is also the president of what is termed as the United States, Inc., defunct government. That is what Biden is. So, and to understand more of what he feels he has, he thinks because he was in what you call inaugurated, that he is now commander in chief of all armed forces. Guess again, all of the armed forces do not like Biden. They do not like the way he operates. They certainly do not like what the investigations that uncovered concerning Biden and his family. I won't go into it; it's not necessary. But I will tell you that Trump is not done. And understand that when Biden was sworn in under false pretenses as the president of the United States, committed what is termed as a not federal and not state, but a global crime. That is what he did. When he accepted the office of president, he perpetrated what you call a global crime. So understand that Biden is not in control of the military. The military are under the control of Trump. All the military is under the control of Trump, not Biden. Because understand, the election was stolen out of what you call cheating, and out of what is called the backing of the Chinese government. They are called the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. They are the ones who bought and paid for Biden. The purpose for Biden being in there was for the what you call deep state and what you call the cabal to be able to enact a new world order. Understand, that will not succeed, cannot be allowed. So it will not succeed. Understand that Biden, with his cabinet and all of this, the first thing he instigated was a lockdown of all major cities, where you must wear your mask, you must distance yourself, you must yada, 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 yada. Understand that is his purpose, to keep you peoples confined to your homes, confined to be under subjection and easy to control. Do you wish to be controlled? I think not. Understand, the American peoples have what you call set up themselves as a free nation, land of the home of the free and home of the brave and land of the free. But you're not really free if you allow your government to subject you to laws stating that you must cover your face. You must lock down and all of your cities. No one can go to work. Many businesses have already lost their revenue. Many businesses have actually gone under because of that. And more are going to fall because of Biden's law or mandate or whatever it happens to be. And if you allow that to occur, then you are not free. We in Hollow Earth are free, and we know that. You on the surface were on a course to become free, but then you did what you call a backstep when you voted Biden into office. You did a reversal. Instead of an advancement towards freedom, you gave up your freedom. So, whatever he perpetrates upon you, then it is your own fault for allowing this to occur. You still are the voice of the people, and you still are what is called a force to be reckoned with. You understand that you are gods. You are goddesses, and you are the power of the surface of the earth. Not a simple man known as Biden and his cabinet. They are perpetrating what you call a role, if you will. However, their role is fast becoming separated, detached. And everything that is happening right now is what you call the beginning of the downfall of the U.S. United States Inc., the final downfall of the United States Inc., Incorporated. And that will be brought forth by your former President Trump. Understand, he is setting up what is called the preparation for the new republic to step in. Once the current government drops and falls, then the republic steps in and puts it all back together under the original constitution, not the fake one that you have now. The original constitution is in a glass case in Washington and not being even adhered to. But understand, the military is in control of your country right now. Not Biden, the military. That means the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines, and the National Guard. They're the ones that are in control of your government, and they're going to keep that control until everything is put correctly, back into balance. So, it is up to you. Do you want to continue being subjected to tyranny, to what is termed, herded like cattle or like sheep to the slaughter, or cows being led to a slaughter? I think not. Just because Biden is now in the White House, he is far from being commander-in-chief. And the inauguration, when he took the oath, he took it falsely. So understand that you, the people, or we, the people, if you wish to term that, we, the people, are the government. We, the people, are the true government. And the what you call the people's government is what is termed as the new republic, or restored republic, put more precisely, the restored republic. That is your government that is coming very quickly into, brought into the limelight, if you will. And very shortly, that will be announced. So, arrests are about to happen. Indictments are about to occur, and there are indictments against Biden and his family. There are indictments against the other government officials. Also, there's indictments about what you call in your state of California, in Hollywood, and many of the stars that you so are your beloved stars are also being brought under indictment. Against crimes against humanity. So understand, it's not over. It's far from being over. And as far as the government is concerned, and as far as you are concerned, you need to take back your country from the corrupt government. That is what you need to do. You have a pen, you have paper, and you have a hand to write with. So start writing. Start writing to your congresspeoples and your governors, and letting them know that you will not stand for their dominion over you. Because you are the power. You are the actual power of this country. You, the people, you are the power, and you need to reclaim that power and reclaim your heritage of being a free nation. It's up to you what you do, but if I was you, I would be writing letters to everyone and anyone and everyone in authority. And that is what that is your part. And Trump is playing his part as well. And he is going to bring about the downfall of the corrupt President Biden and his family, crime family. All of this has been brought out to investigation. I will not go into the specifics of it because it's not for you, and you need not know of it. It will be coming out when the impeachment proceedings begin. The impeachment of Biden and his cabinet. That is what will be taking place next. Quasar, would you like to add to or take away from?
Thank you so much, Zora. That was so uplifting for all of us.
Indeed.
So thank you for taking a few minutes of your time to be here for and providing us with your wisdom. I do have a question, and then we don't have time for Q&A today. Everybody knows that we have a call on Saturday. We'll have Q&A then, because we're going to be ending this call very shortly. My question for Zora right now is, sure, we also know, Zora, that Biden has been a puppet, just like Obama has been a puppet. And that's very sad. So let's go to the source of all of this evil. That needs to be removed. And what is that source, Zora?
This is what is called the cabal. It is what is called the secret government. It is what is called the communist Chinese and things of this nature. They are the perpetrators of this. And it will continue of all of this. And it is being brought about in a very subtle way as to not alarm the general public. And of course, the first thing that was put into place was the shutdown of all of the forced shutdown of all cities.
So, Zora, if the CCP, the cabal, if they were the ones that were the perpetrators for all of this to occur, then who was above them that started it? And then what about the CCP? When are they going to be removed completely as well? And the cabal too, and the cabal minions. When will all of that occur? That is the source of all of this.
It is, and it will be brought down in a very, very decisive way. Understand, as I said, President Trump is in charge of all military bases, all military personnel, and so they are still fighting on the side of Biden, the military government. On the side of Trump. So understand, they're not going to support, nor are they going to take orders from Biden. He may think they will.
So if the CCP has been insidious in their coming in to our, not just the United States, but all over the globe, how are they going to be eliminated and its source and their source of all these crimes?
Well, understand that everything that has occurred is also bringing forth very quick, very much faster, the galactic disclosure. So everything that's being set up is pointing in that direction for the, what do you call, the intervention of the Galactic Federation, galactic disclosure. It's allowing that to occur even quicker. So when that comes about, that's when all governments will come under subjection of peace, meaning they will, all of their avenues, all of their plans, all of their New World Order plans and things of that nature will come to a halt, because all of the corruption, everything will be exposed at the Galactic Federation disclosure.
So Zora,
all of that brought out.
Yeah, right. We were expecting disclosure before the end of 2020. So when do you feel that?
Of course, do you
right
to have that occur? Well, but the circumstances with your government and what was happening with the ever since what you call the false election. Ever since that time, from that point on, it changed. What changed was the timeline, pushing forth the Galactic Federation disclosure into the month of January for the what you term as the inauguration, and also what you term as the fight between Biden and Trump. All of that, when it came about because of free will, when that came about, that's when the plan to have the what you call disclosure, galactic disclosure, put on hold for a period of time. So that was perpetrated, and by source, brought forth by source to Prime Creator, and then down the down the chain of command, as you would term it militarily wise, down to us, down to my beloved, to myself, and so. We knew it was going to occur because we foresaw it. We stepped into the future a few months into the future to view what was going to take place. So we knew what was going to happen, and we knew what was going to occur. Now we did step into the future. And it does take up what you call the remainder of this month and the beginning of next month, our observation. And the observation of what you call February is going to be very, very bright for the American peoples and for the world, because we see the attitudes of the people moving more towards demanding freedom and peace rather than being kept under subjection by their governments. And we saw that. So that is the timeline for that is now. So that's what we observed, me and my beloved Soraya. We simply went forth in time to observe the coming events that were to take place. So, yes, go ahead and speak.
I guess that's wonderful to hear also, Zora. So thank you very, very much for that. We only have about 5 minutes left. So I just wanted to say a few words before we end our call. And again, today was just to say hello to everyone and to be able to know that we are all being protected. We are also being not just protected, but we are being sent so much love energies coming from the heavens. Directly from
Hollow Earth,
all the way down, and as well from Hollow Earth, and from all various different universes as well, and galaxies. So now we have your support, and to be here with us at this time. It's crucial for all of us. But one of the main things that I think that we sometimes forget is how to become the observer of what is playing out. And part of that as well is not to get caught, you know, in the game, in this part of this movie, as we call it, or play, however way you want to see it. It isn't about just, it's about being present, present in the now, and living as if everything is absolutely perfect. When you are seeing that you feel like I'm balanced, I'm good, it doesn't matter what comes your way. It's because the only thing you can do when you see things that are in chaos and confusion, you are the one to send that love, that balance to those people, whether it's in words or whether it's in action, that all is well. That's how you bring in the energies of abundance. That's how we bring in the energies of love, because we are the collective. We definitely are the collective, the one and one with Source, as we all do our part together. So I think with that being said, just a couple of, I just want to say a couple of things in regards to the RV and the GCR.
Go ahead.
Again, yeah, it is playing, it's moving again very well, because it isn't Biden who is in control, or the present administration. Know that the military is in charge of almost everything right now that is happening. Of course, working together with Trump. So that is moving very well. So just be a little patient. You know, we thought we were going to be there at present, just like we thought, you know, that Biden wasn't going to get into office, but that's okay. So we only have a few more days left to be able to move this forward, but it is going strong. So not to worry, everything is moving very well in that direction. And we will be having a what we call a conference call. So for all of you who do not receive our newsletters, when I talk about anything related to the RV and meetings that we will be having, it is very important that you get the newsletters. So please, if you haven't been able to, you've tried several times to try to do it, you could go in, sign up, and you'd use a different email. So if you can use a different email, then you are able to go in and do that. We will be having a call this weekend, I know, a private conference call again regarding the RV and what we need to do next. So please stay tuned, see the newsletters, and we shall all see you soon this coming Saturday with more information, with more love, and let us all do our part to do the same thing, to drench and feel the energies of goodness, of greatness that is here now. Much love to all of you. And Zora, let's go ahead and send everybody and each other a beautiful boost of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead, Zora.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings that we are filled with great love and pure love and abundance and peace and joy and balance and harmony and everything that is absolutely perfect in every way. So thank you, and we know it. Thank you, Zora, for being here
and
with
if
us.
You
thank
hear
you
what,
all
if
for
you
being
hear what is
here.
Termed as the, if you hear what is termed as the emergency broadcast system come online, it will be a message from Trump.
Very good, Zora. All right, we are done.